Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. So, how many movies or series have you been watching since spending more time at home? Since going to the movie theater is not an option and may not be for a long time, most of us are turning to streaming services for entertainment. The motion picture distribution system had been under stress even before the pandemic. But as services like Netflix grow with over 182 million subscriptions worldwide, the future of the traditional film industry and movie theaters post-pandemic is uncertain, to say the least. Even the Oscars have adjusted their criteria to allow streaming-only films for their 93rd Academy Awards. This is just one sign of change for the film industry. And to discuss more about the future of movies, I'm joined by film contributor Dave Larson. He starts by explaining how the current situation has impacted his relationship to films.
I was a little late into Netflix and Amazon Prime. I began enjoying that last year, and what has happened in the world now has definitely given me more time to explore what's out there. I mean, I was aware of it, of course, but now I'm spending a great deal of time catching up on Israeli television shows that I read about somewhere, and movies that are available that never opened in Milwaukee 10 years ago, and the enormous wealth of good, bad and mediocre content, just an unbelievable variety that you could never get, unless you would have a multiplex with 500,000 different screens. And even if such a thing could exist and you bought a pass to it, you could never go from one to the other, conveniently. So it changes the way, the possibility of enjoying the art of motion pictures very dramatically. And at the same time, though, I miss the idea of going to a movie theater. I'm not alone in that either, even though I think going to movie theaters is something that has been somewhat in decline for a number of years now, because of home video, because of the access that we have through the streaming services. So the motion picture distribution system that we've known for 100 some years now has been under duress already, and it's very hard to know where this is going to go. I mean, I certainly would predict that there's a pent-up demand once the world opens up, begin to go back into movie theaters and see things. But then there's the question of how to do that safely. Are there going to be, every other row kept empty? Do people have to wear masks? I mean, do you have to buy your tickets ahead of time? There's one proposal that for ordering concessions, you have to order them online ahead of time, and the staff leaves them at the edge of the counter, kind of like the way some carryout restaurants are working right now. So we're entering into some unknown territory, and as Dr. Fauci said, the virus to some degree will decide what we do.
Exactly, and as you mentioned, even after restrictions are relaxed, there still just may be hesitation overall to sit in a theater, even if we're spaced out, we're wearing a mask, but to sit in a theater for hours, breathing in recirculated air, and while we do miss that experience of being in a theater with people, I just question how quickly that power will motivate people to adapt their behaviors, because it will be changed.
Well, maybe there'll be a revival of drive-in movie theaters.
There has been a resurgence of drive-ins, though, that I've seen around the country, even though they're showing not necessarily new releases, but the drive-in movie theaters once again having a moment.
Well, understandable. I mean, it is one way of getting around that. Of course, the drive-in experience is a different kind of thing. It's a first cousin to the movie theater experience in a way. It's its own thing. But it does give you the opportunity to get outside, roll down your windows on a nice day, get some fresh air, and watch a movie. I haven't done that myself since I was in high school, and I don't recall it as being an excellent cinematic experience, given problems with sound and everything else. It's not really the same kind of connoisseurship, maybe, that sitting in an art house somewhere watching a film on the big screen could be, but it is some way of getting people out in public, seeing movies, in the way they were, you know, long ago meant to be seen, you know, in public on a larger sized screen.
Yeah, and on the note of the traditional movie theater, do you think they're going to survive? You know, what do you think places like Marcus or AMC or even the small ones of Landmark theaters here in town or the Oriental, you know, obviously their ecosystems are a little bigger compared to very small independent venues, but much like the studios, the bigger ones will survive, but the smaller ones, that future is questionable.
Well, I certainly fear for small, independently owned local theaters. Fox Bay in the Milwaukee area comes to mind, Avalon Theater, some of these beautiful historic locations that have been functioning quite well in recent years. I would say they're in danger. I think that, again, you know, I just hope that the pandemic recedes in such a way that, you know, a year from now, we won't be having the same discussion. So much of what's going to happen is unpredictable right now. So if movie theaters can remain locked up, lights out, closed for, you know, month after month after month, can they get back on their feet again? I mean, the Marcus chain, I'm sure, could be a great blow to them, but they could be refunctioning. Perhaps the Oriental Theater, part of the Milwaukee Film Network, heavily endowed with donations, they might be able to. Other places, I don't know. But I think to me, the final thing is that there will remain a desire, at least by many people, to go to movie theaters to see movies. Whether that desire can be safely met, whether people will feel comfortable doing this, again, is something that epidemiology and medical science would have more of the answers to than a film buff at this point.
Right. And obviously the studio and movie industry economic ecosystem is taking a hit. You know, we're seeing 2020 as a year of pretty much lost revenue, especially coming up on summer movie releases where some of the biggest things like the new James Bond or Black Widow are postponed and moved. So much like other things that this shutdown and Safer at Home is exposing, do you think this period is showing any unsustainable or negative qualities of the nature of the film industry right now that could be changed on the other side of this?
Well, I suppose the traditional film industry, and they're doing this. I mean, they have released a few films that were intended for theaters on streaming platforms. So are they going to, of necessity, have to go in this direction? I mean, if movie theaters, by and large, remain unable to open or unable to service a large number of people at the same time, what if we have a situation, for example, where the main theater at the beautiful Oriental Theater can only have 20 people at a time per film? Is that economically sustainable over time? You know, these are very serious questions, and of course, the studios in Hollywood, so-called, might, you know, have to resort to releasing their films in a streaming setting more and more if movie theaters can't reopen. That's not what they want to do, obviously, but what other choice can there be if the pandemic holds on?
Right, and for the first time, streamed films are going to be eligible for the Oscars. So when we think about the fall and winter award seasons this coming year, how do you think that will be handled? I mean, I kind of see a loss of enthusiasm all around for things like that.
Right, well, they've modified the rules to this extent that a film that would have been theatrically released that was intended for that purpose can be eligible if circumstances don't allow it to be theatrically released. So normally the rule was that a movie had to run for 7 days in a commercial theater in Los Angeles County to be eligible for an Academy nomination. They've also modified it to expand this to other cities. Now a movie can be screening for 7 days in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Miami, and Atlanta, in addition to LA. So they're loosening things at the edges But I don't think that this rule change is really addressing the looming question that would have been posed to the industry even if COVID-19 had never happened. The changing way that movies are distributed, the changing ways that people in large numbers want to watch or consume motion pictures. I mean, this has been happening for a number of years now, and certainly if I were an investor, I wouldn't put money into building any more multiplexes. I'm hopeful that many of the theaters that exist now can sustain themselves in some way, but I don't think that it's going to be a growth industry. I think the growth area is quite obviously online. Netflix has over 182 million paid subscriptions worldwide. 69 million of them are here in the U.S. So this is very formidable.
Definitely. And with the switch to streaming, as you mentioned, some studios released what would have been theater releases right onto a streaming platform. And there was also a move to have an even shorter period of time between rental and then direct to a streaming service. So do you think the audience is just going to demand more things like this going forward?
Well, I think the audience has come to expect having, you know, countless opportunities for entertainment without leaving your home. This was happening when people could go to and fro freely. So the arc is going in that direction. And again, you know, I keep insisting, you know, as I talk to people, that really most people don't want to spend their entire life sitting at home. And no matter how well equipped your home might be, no matter how large of a screen you have, no matter how many subscription services you subscribe to, we're not, you know, made that way as human beings. I mean, most of us have a social impulse or dimension. Most of us do like to get outside. Most of us do like to meet people. Most of us have a desire to be with other people, sharing an experience of some kind. And unless you invite, you know, your 20 friends and crowd into your family room and watch Netflix together, that's not even quite the same thing really as going out, getting out there, doing something. So I think the human need, the very real human need for something like going to a movie theater or a concert hall or to attend a live theater performance of some kind, it's going to be there. But how accessible this can be is the unanswered question right now.
Right. Well, in the meantime, do you have any recommendations of a film to watch while we're all being safer at home with endless streaming options?
Oh, what have I been watching lately? I've been catching up on a number of things, you know, favorites from the past. I wrote an article on pandemic movies, you know, Contagion, the Steven Soderbergh film from about 2011. Well, it was remarkably apt in the way it predicted something not unlike COVID-19. In the film, things got much, much worse than they have right now, and hopefully reality won't follow the lead of that film. So I've been watching things like that, great car chase movies like Bullet or The French Connection, revisiting some of my favorite horror films. So yes, I've been kind of, you know, reflecting back on movies that I wrote about and saw, and I've been, you know, looking for things on BritBox and things on Netflix that I haven't seen before. You know, I've been very, very enamored of a Spanish language telenovela called High Seas. So I'm just, you know, serendipitously, oh, that looks interesting. And I don't think I'm alone in doing that. I mean, it's just, especially if you're, you know, getting it for free, what are you doing but, worst case scenario, wasting an hour of your time? And rewatching The Irishman again, this is a great film that was under-recognized, I think, by the Academy Awards, probably because it was coming out of a streaming service and not out of the traditional Hollywood spigot. And it's a three-hour-plus movie. Might have been kind of an uncomfortable thing in a movie theater, but the format of streaming allows you, okay, I'm going to pause here, you know, do something else and come back to it in an hour. And This is one of the advantages that, of course, home streaming has over the movie theater experience, that you can actually do big things in more digestible units of time.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining me remotely today, and I look forward, if not to the next time we talk, to the next time we can share the studio.
I hope we can do that soon.
Dave Lurson is our film contributor and the arts and entertainment editor for the Shepherd Express. You can find all of our past conversations with him at wuwm.com.